This is Weekly Innerwork from Inner Frontier, with Joseph Naft. The Sacred Mountain of Purpose. Climbing Jacob's Ladder 13. Imagine yourself coming face to face with the ultimate force behind the universe, the force that continuously creates and sustains this awesome cosmos. Unimaginably powerful, for sure, with a purpose or purposes far beyond our possible reckoning. Yet we have this insistent intuition that each one of us has a personal role in serving that immense purpose, a role from which the true meaning of our life derives. But the particulars of that role remain ill-defined. We suspect that it has something to do with what the major religions teach us, for example, about loving our neighbor as ourselves and loving God. The real possibilities, though, may far surpass our imaginings and musings. Where is God? Theoretically, God is either everywhere or up in heaven, or both. Our normal attitude as we go about our business is that God, if anywhere, is somewhere else, utterly remote from us. What if we took seriously the teaching that God is omnipresent and omniscient? Then somehow, God is right here with us, right now. If we do not see God, it must be because we do not know how or where to look, because we are taken by all our inner and outer sensory perceptions, engagements, and material duties. And because we do not bother really looking, since we do not believe God is really here, right now. But what if God is here, right now? Even if we regularly attend organized communal worship, our 21st century rational, technological, scientific, economic, political, outward-facing, culture-shaped mind does not buy the existence of God. Our believing mind may battle or ignore our rational mind, but this leaves us inwardly divided and doubting. To alleviate this, we can pacify our rational mind with the idea that science has limits and does not even understand the so-called dark energy and dark matter that make up 95% of this universe. So science certainly cannot disprove God's reality. Furthermore, science itself gives us the notion of higher dimensions, which assuredly make room for God to be omnipresent and omniscient within our four-dimensional world. So what if there really is this immense, sacred mountain of purpose that touches every one of us? What if our individual will, the essence of who we truly are, is an emanation from that sacred mountain of purpose? What if it is not just that God sees all our joys and sufferings, but rather that God experiences our joys, sufferings, and everything in between firsthand as us, as every one of us, for real. That then would tell us where to look, tell us the direction we can take to move through the veils, shielding us from the face of God. We look into ourselves, into our depth, into who we are in this moment. We look back along our will, back along our attention, to move toward our own individual source, the source that we share with everyone. We aim to reunite with God that tiny shard of freedom, that emanation of the immense will that has been entrusted to us, that is us. What if the veils keeping us from God also keep God from us? And what if our piece of the purpose includes removing those veils to allow and reinstate that connection which has been severed by our sojourn here in the material world? What if that is one of the ways we are meant to heal the world and make it whole? The mountain of purpose is the roiling chaos of utter, unconstrained freedom, the primordial creative intelligence, the foundational and unifying force behind the universe. Somehow we know that our return to that matters, that what we do and who we are can serve that immense purpose. That is what we seek. Recorded May 13, 2018. Thank you.